as the people's wrist.
Oh,
they're watching every move we make.
Oh,
we're all included on their list.
The lunatics have taken over the asylum. The lunatics have taken over the asylum.
Go nuclear, the cowboy told us. To disagree.
Oh,
'cause when the madman flicks a switch,
oh,
the nuclear will go for me.
The lunatics have taken over the asylum. The lunatics have taken over the asylum.
Faces of starvation,
oh,
but I just cannot see the point.
Oh,
'cause there's so much food here today,
oh,
that no one wants to take away.
Take Away My Point of View. That song is from the early 80s by Funboy 3, and never has it been more prescient than now with the worldwide communist effort to have this Jew world order, one world government, great reset, whatever you want to call it. I call it a bunch of horse shit, and we have to do everything we can to fight it and destroy it. Welcome to the worldwide Sunday night simulcast of the Sane Asylum. I'm your host, Giuseppe. Some call me the G-Man. Honored to be on republicbroadcasting.org and speakfreeradio.com. And really honored to have the king of Wednesday night coming on right before the king of Sunday night, the one and only Frederick C. Blackburn, Blackbird 9. BB9, how are you? And did you have a good weekend?
Greetings, good sir. Happy Sunday. Yes, I think there was a weekend in there somewhere. It went really fast. It was like Friday, and then it's now. You know, so where did it go? Right. Got a lot done though. Yeah, so that was good. So
that's
beautiful weather up here in the high country of North Kakalaki.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you guys probably, I know you were saying on your show, Blackbird Nine's Breakfast Club, which is must listen to radio Wednesday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Speak Free Radio and on the Spreaker Network worldwide. And you were talking about that you were having a beautiful fall foliage, and then you got hit with that burst of cold Arctic air we all got midweek. And so do you still have any leaves left or any color left?
Lots of color leaves, but unfortunately most of them are now in my gutters and in my culverts.
Oh.
Yeah, the trees are pretty bare. You know, the oaks, of course, are still hanging on to theirs. The mighty oaks always, you know, drop theirs last, but the poplars and such are about, you know, they're naked right now. So, but it was beautiful while it lasted.
Yep, that it is really, really gorgeous this time of year. It's I think as I've gotten older, it's probably my favorite season, truly. So, Sam, if you could cue up clip number one. And, you know, BB9, we're all looking at a dark winter. You know, Biden foreshadowed it a year or two ago, talking about the dark winter. But especially for Europe, it looks really bleak. I mean, international Jew, the chicken swingers, as you like to call them, are so pushing for essentially a hot World War III with the United States, which we have no business getting involved in anything surrounding Ukraine, and yet we have overthrown that country in 2014 with the dual citizen traitor Victoria Noodleman Kagan. I think she's South Korean. And now, you know, this nutty this nutty closeted homosexual Zelensky. And oh my God, it's just, it's a nightmare. And but this clip, you know, maybe enough white Europeans are waking up that somehow they can pull the fat out of the fire, as they say. Please play clip one, number son. This Sam, this
it's
is a Dutch man.
As you, as a grown European man, have to watch your words, or you might lose your bank accounts. The social media corporations might shut down your email or even your phone numbers. And still I have this desire to speak the truth. You know, growing up in the Netherlands, I witnessed firsthand how our country began pandering to the immigrants. And then it got worse. Then in the late 1990s, they started pushing for the LGBT agenda. It started with the gay marriage, and now we have surgeons removing wombs from 14-year-old girls. And then came the euthanasia movement. First they said it's just for old people with terminal illnesses. Now, if you're an 18-year-old and you claim you are depressed and you can't heal, or even if you are hearing a high-pitched sound in your ear that you can't get rid of, now these are accepted as excuses for you to have euthanasia, which is basically state-sanctioned murder. And all the while these things are happening, they keep calling it progress. But it's not progress. It's decline, morally, socially, and especially psychologically. And as the icing on the cake, our Western leadership now expect men like me to enjoy being drafted into the armies because we have to fight the Russians. I have to lay my life down in the mud to die for diversity in LGBT and gay marriage, things that I don't give a shit about, and still our leaders expect that I will go along with it or else they'll take away my email and my bank accounts. This is just fucked up.
It truly is, Blackbird Nine. I mean, I feel so badly for the decent family Europeans, the whites in Europe. They're being invaded by illegal aliens under the auspices of the Cordovan-Kalergi plan. They're being enslaved by the international Jew-controlled European Union. It looks bleak for our cousins and brothers and sisters in Europe. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, we've long seen this pattern, and I guess one of the things, thanks to the internet, we're now able to compare notes in all the various white nations, or I should say formerly white nations, and realize that we're all up against the same adversary using the same playbook and the same strategies, and they all have the same end game. And this is the thing about exposing the hidden hand. And when they say progress, you know, what that means is progress towards world communism, this new world government. It's a master slave system under Pax Judaica, which basically means that, you know, what one, Christianity has to go, white Europeans have to go, and then mass depopulation and everybody else when they have the perfect number of slaves so that each Jew will have 2,000 slaves according to their documents, then, you know, they're going to have this new world order. But it only will come in after the old world order is completely destroyed. And that's what they mean by progress. And as I'm listening to this gentleman in the Netherlands, you know, it's the same thing here in sleepy little, you know, Watauga County, Boone, North Kakalaki, where this weekend the out-of-state, you know, Adams Publishing-owned Echo, 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 Mr. Skull and Bones, you know, owns my local newspaper. We've got a New York Jew editor who's doing this article about how the local synagogue and Appalachian State University and Jezebel Everett's are all pleased to announce that Boone now has our very own mosque for all of these, you know, invaders that have been brought in to our, you know, world here to destroy it. You know, they have no intentions of assimilating, but the game is completely rigged to not only protect them, but to give them an inflated sense of financial and, you know, economic security, where they get, you know, just massive amounts of government aid and NGO aid, while local people that are struggling in these mountains are, you know, they get diddly squat. You know, this is just the rigged game against us, but it's the same playbook. So back to you.
What a great observation. And speaking of New York Jews, Sam, if you could cue up clip number 7. I mean, there's nothing more disgusting than a tubby, big mouth, obnoxious, vulgar Jewish woman. I mean, they're everywhere. I mean, they're ugly. They're dumpy. They think they know it all. They don't know how to keep their mouths shut. And listen to this, man. This is a female rabbi. If you see the clip, she's just butt ugly, just a thing more than a woman. But she's so proud of herself and all the other rabbis. Here we go.
Last week, Hyas organized a letter signed by over 1,200 rabbis. Can you imagine getting 1,200 rabbis to agree on one thing? But agree they did. And what they agreed was to ask our elected officials not to halt or even to limit the United States Refugee Admissions Program. And it's not just Hyas. Jewish organizations of all kinds across the spectrum. Last week, Hyas organized a letter signed by over 1,200 rabbis. Can you imagine getting 1,200 rabbis to agree on one thing? But agree they did. And what they agreed was to ask our elected officials not to halt or even to limit the United States Refugee Admissions Program.
There you go. Not to halt. Keep our border as wide open as a sieve to allow all these illegal aliens to come in to the so-called dreamers. I mean, Frederick, this is obscene. You know, a nation is only as strong as its borders, right? And these vile Jews have had, like the cancer they are, like you call them the slime mold, have slithered into power at so many levels because they're backed by the Jewish banking cabal, the House of Rothschild. And then the one level below on that evil satanic pyramid is the World Economic Forum types with all the NGOs, and like you're living that nightmare. But can you believe the arrogance to and all those idiot whites in that audience who are applauding, right? These libtards literally who are having their countries, their communities, their families destroyed. And they think it's great to bring in a bunch of Afghanis who like to make love to the goats and make love to the little 13-year-old girls in your neighborhood. And I could go on and on, but everybody knows it's just a disgusting effort by the synagogue of Satan to destroy our way of life, to destroy our communities, to destroy our country. Frederick, your thoughts?
Well, that you nailed it completely. These people are religious zealots. They believe their own press releases. They believe their own propaganda. So they have traumatized themselves into this paranoia that the only way that they're ever going to be free is if all white Europeans and Christians are completely destroyed. And they have rebranded us as Amalek. And yeah, so yes, 1,200 rabbis will agree that white genocide is mitzvah. You know, this is their mandate. They get every morning and swear, to do everything they can to carry out these mitzvahs so that the new world order will come in and their Messiah will come in. And right there in the mitzvahs are, remember what Amalek did to the Israelites, wipe out the descendants of Amalek, not to forget Amalek's atrocities and ambush on our journey from Egypt in the desert, right? So this idea of never forgive, never forget. And when they say never again, we all know now, no thanks to all that government education, college and university we all received, mandatory education, that completely left out all those nuggets of history about how many times these chicken swingers have been thrown out of European societies. And, so when they say never again, what they're meaning is never again will white people have the political capital to be able to throw us out of anywhere. We are going to rob them of all power. and they will, you know, kneel before us, and you know, we will finally have our revenge. You know, this is a vengeful people that think that they have been wrong because of the Hala hoax, and you know, all these times that, you know, they get thrown out of these countries, and they, like, again, they, you know, they always say what happened to them, but they never say why. And then you look into their, you know, so-called religion blood cult, and you understand why they got thrown out of so many countries. You know, these are a very dark people.
Oh, well stated. And you know, you brought this clip up earlier this afternoon, and I dropped it in our list. And Sam, if you could cue up clip number 4. But the level of lying, I mean, everybody knows that historically politicians. Did I say clip number 4? I just did. Politicians will tell you what you want to hear. Historically, that's always been the case. And so they'll, you know, when voting used to somewhat matter, I mean, you could argue it never has, but they used to play to the fringes during the primaries and then come to the center to get elected, right? I mean, and that gave us a pretty stable form of a country and government. But now, ever since Clinton, the level of just lying shamelessly, and we were still thinking that the old system was in play, and we had no idea that the traitor Bill Clinton was selling out this country with NAFTA and selling our technology and allowing the Israelis to steal it and sell it to China at such a, and now it's so obvious. But this is unbelievable as to the montage and the level of lies about who blew up the North, and I did that on purpose, who blew up the Nord Stream pipelines. I mean, this is at a level beyond propaganda, beyond lying. This is gaslighting absurdity. Clip number 4, Sam? Okay, cool.
There will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that?
I promise you we'll be able to do it.
Someone blew up Russia's Nord Stream pipeline.
I mean, we'd have to conclude without the evidence that it's most likely Russia.
Russian sabotage on its own infrastructure.
It's a common sense matter.
I think it's Putin's way of sending a message.
What Putin is saying to us by blowing up his pipeline is, look, I can blow up a pipeline.
Everyone knows that Putin did this himself.
It's the closest thing to a smoking gun without the direct proof.
Yeah, I think logic and common sense will tell you that
without the evidence,
Russia was behind the incident.
We can say it for sure.
Who sabotaged the Nord Stream 2 pipeline?
The Russians.
I love the certainty, and I appreciate the insight.
Yeah, there's exactly one country on that list of suspects, Brad, and Russia would be it.
It's hard to imagine others with a significant motive, but...
We will bring an end to it.
Nord Stream 2 will not move forward.
Who did it? What a mystery.
One way or another, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward.
But it remains unclear who could have been behind the Nord Stream pipeline leaks.
Make explicitly clear to anyone involved with constructing this pipeline that the consequences of doing so are catastrophic.
Who would do such a thing like this? I mean...
That offers tremendous strategic opportunity.
We still don't know who caused damage to the natural gas pipelines.
The U.S. Secretary of State warned against the pipeline.
The Nord Stream pipeline mystery continues.
U.S. says they'll do everything to stop the Nord Stream pipeline.
We do everything we can.
And I have no idea who is responsible.
Kill Nord Stream 2 now.
Put an end to it.
Use all the tools available
to stop the Nord Stream 2.
And let it rust beneath the waves of the Baltic.
It's almost inconceivable to think that the U.S. would do it.
A member of European Parliament publicly thanked the U.S. for blowing up the pipelines.
This pipeline must be stopped.
Who would do that and why?
According to U.S. government think tank Rand Corp, the first step to weaken Russia is to stop Nord Stream 2.
So it's a real mystery.
Halt Nord Stream 2 to stop Russia.
Shut down the Nord Stream 2 pipeline.
Stopping the Nord Stream.
Take out Nord Stream 2 forever.
Permanently.
Ending it permanently.
End it once and for all.
U.S. must take immediate steps to terminate Nord Stream.
Should cancel the Nord Stream pipeline.
Absolutely. We should cut it off.
We must stop this Nord Stream.
We have made clear to the Russians that pipeline is at risk if they move further into Ukraine.
We can't find anybody who'd be the obvious culprit in all of this.
When it comes to Nord Stream 2,
okay, Sam, you can stop it. Well, Frederick, I'm still scratching my head who possibly could have done it. I mean, obviously, it's the Russians, right? Of course, Putin is playing 5D chess here, and none of us can figure it out.
Russia, Russia, Russia! Yeah, that was the most surreal video or audio clip with all, you know, when I saw the video, they had all the graphics with it.
Right, right.
And, you know, that was just such a perfect example of Mockingbird, of, you know, everybody in lockstep with the big lie. You know, this is what your top 4 a.m. talking points are. And this is, you know, right out of what Solzhenitsyn was talking about when he was his famous quote about they're lying to us. We know they're lying to us. They know we know they're lying to us. We know that they know that we know that they're lying to us. But yet they continue to lie to us. And yeah, this is the thing of, you know, you're talking about Bill Clinton. And yeah, during the Clinton years were some of the worst telecommunication laws and banking laws and energy laws that basically laid the groundwork for all this to be happening, where suddenly we have this Jewish monopoly on everything you hear. And, you know, the facts be damned. That was the whole thing about cultural Marxism from the Frankfurt School in the 20s is, you know, they have a firm belief that there's no such thing as objective truth. Truth just, you know, is whatever you need it to be at the time. You know, it's like Hollywood scripts. It just has to be convincing, and everybody just needs plausible deniability. You know, but, you know, facts and truth and evidence, you know, that they've got no time for that. They've got an agenda. And so this idea of, you know, Russia, you know, blowing up its own pipeline when, you know, all this threats had been made of, you know, if you dare push forward with enforcing the Minsk agreements, which is basically, I still see that Putin is enforcing the Minsk agreements that, right, you know, Soros and everybody else, you know, did the whole color revolution to stop. You know, it's like, oh no, we're going to have Ukraine for NATO and, you know, Khazaria 2.0, right? But the idea that, you know, this was, you know, in any way a Russian operation just makes no sense as far as, you know, the real world. But yet all these people, you know, are just in lockstep on it. And, you know, the other question is, why did it take Sweden so long to release the evidence to the world to show that the pipeline had been blown, you know, from inside out, right? And so one of the things, you know, I question is the Israeli involvement. You know, where was Unit 269 when all this is going on? You know, has anybody talked to Ehud Barak lately? Yeah, their little fleet of mini submarines like the ones Jeffrey Epstein and those clowns had. So anyway, back to you on that. What did you think happened there? I mean,
well, clearly, as the montage of the counter punctuation of the lie and then stating their intent. Of course, it was CIAM, right? Central Intelligence Agency, Mossad. There's no reason to not join them at the hip like the Siamese twins they are these days, because we are an occupied nation by the synagogue of Satan and its deadly minions. And what's even worse, Frederick, is I came upon this just in the last couple hours when I was looking at the latest headlines and news, and the headline reads, "Breaking: Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs informed 4 NATO countries of imminent nuclear explosion in Ukraine. France confirms." And the lead is, the Russian Minister of Defense, Minister Shoigu, communicated twice in 3 days with his American counterpart, Lloyd Stephen-Fetchit Austin, and then with the Ministry of Defense in Britain, France, and Turkey, informing them of the imminent use of a dirty nuclear bomb by the Ukrainian armed forces. Russian sources emphasize, open quote, that Minister Shoigu informed the defense ministers of the USA, Turkey, Britain, and France about the seriousness of the situation. A dirty nuclear bomb can be transported by car and detonated at any time. Russian state media even reports that Kiev has begun the practical implementation of this nightmarish plan, which means that we are on the final stretch, as analyzed in previous articles by this news source. And then the idea, the intent, the article continues, is the plan is to blow up the Kakhovskaya dam, create the dirty bomb nuclear explosion in Nikolaev, Russia, Ukraine, and entry of the 101st Airborne Division Screaming Eagles, which is an elite airborne United States military section that in no way should be involved in this. This isn't our war, and they'll be in Ukraine. And then, I mean, this just keeps getting worse and worse. Your thoughts?
Well, that's the way the mob operates. You know, it's this idea of bully, bribe, blackmail, banish, and bury. It's, you know, we are going to have our way. How many times do we have to have accidents or little wars popping up until you realize that we are going to get our way, either by consent or by conquest? You know, the New World Order is going to happen. I mean, this is mental attitude of a religious zealot. I mean, these people think they are doing God's work, fixing the world here, and the means justifies the ends when you're doing God's work for a noble end, right? And this is the whole, you know, Leo Strauss school of philosophy that, you know, all these PNAC neocons, you know, came out of, that, you know, it's kind of like, you know, Klaus Schwab, you know, they have the same philosophy. It's, you know, it's going to be our way. You know, we will rule this planet. We're already ruling this planet. You just don't know it yet, right? And it's just, yeah, the insanity of their, you know, full spectrum dominance agenda. And yeah, they're not going to back down. That's the thing. It's just how far are they going to keep escalating? You know, and you know, at the same time, we're exposing them left and right, and that's their biggest weakness. You know, if you're a hidden hand operating the shadows, your biggest weakness is being exposed. And I think people are waking up around the world as to the game and play and who the players are now.
That is a vital effort, and that's why we do what we do. Sam, if you could cue up clip number 8, which I entitled "He's Back." Speaking of PNAC and terrorists and mass murderers and pathological liars, nobody fits that bill more than BB Nutty A-hole, who believes he can get back into being a prime minister of Israel. Listen to this on the Jewish weasel comedian Bill Maher licking his rectum.
I just want to read a few quotes from American congressmen, just to show that Kanye West's comment is not really out of order with some things that are said by people in more official positions. Here's one. Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. 10 years ago, if you read that to me, I thought that would be from Hezbollah. That's an American congressperson. Another American congressperson says the reality of Israel's apartheid government, goes on to say the occupation and ethnic cleansing Palestinians live with every day. Another one says Israel targets media sources so the world can't see Palestinians being massacred. I have three questions for you. Are you massacring Palestinians? Are you ethnic cleansing? And are you an apartheid state?
Yes, yes, and yes.
No, no, and no. I mean, these are all ridiculous charges against the one democracy in the Middle East. The one democracy that upholds human rights, that defends freedom, and is America's best ally. So,
oh, my God. So BB Nutty A-hole says Israel is America's best ally, which leads me back to my line I had a couple years ago. If Israel is America's best ally, then stage 4 lung cancer is natural health's greatest diagnosis.
Good line.
Okay, stay tuned after the break for more with the King of Wednesday Night, Frederick C. Blackburn, Blackbird 9, and Giuseppe.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we kick off the show with Tom Jones.
It's not unusual to be loathed by everyone. It's not unusual to be expelled by everyone. It's when we see you messing around with everyone. It's not unusual to name the Jew. Oh, you know I do. It's not unusual to take note of who's to blame. For usury and media lies, it's all the same. When the people figure out who has rigged the game, it's not unusual, it happens every year. No matter what you hear, those bankers pay for all their crimes. I can't disavow another pogrom now. You know what happens all the time. Wild
Eyes. All right, welcome back to the final 30 minutes of the fastest hour in talk radio, the Sunday night worldwide simulcast of the Sane Asylum on republicbroadcasting.org and Speak Free Radio. com. I'm your host, Giuseppe. Some call me the G-Man. And it's an honor to every other week be joined by the king of Wednesday night, Blackbird 9, Frederick C. Blackburn. And stay tuned, because in about 20 6 minutes, you'll be exposed. The King of Wednesday Night will turn it over to the King of Sunday Night, Robert Ravold and Incendiary Radio. And Frederick, I don't know why that Tom Jones was never invited back on Ed Sullivan after that song. I don't get it.
So, and just full disclosure, I'm a complete Pistachio Girl fanboy. Long time. She was like leading the way on cancel culture. It's like, but she is so talented. I love that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So. In fact, one of my goals is to track down her and her husband, Warren Balu, or I'm not sure how he pronounces his last name, Balu. But and have them both on one of the shows in the Lost Weekend with Giuseppe, which is on Speak Free Radio and on Twitter, Facebook, Rumble, Odyssey, and Telegram, the video simulcast. And Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, the intoxicating truths of Giuseppe. And Frederick, you are literally the king of Wednesday nights. Tell everybody how they can follow you as well.
Yes, I do a show on Speak Free Radio and Spreaker called Blackbird Nine's Breakfast Club. It's from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on both of those networks. And think of it as a Paul Harvey for a post-9/11 world where I tell the rest of the story.
You really do. And it's just like genius. Your nine layer model, you know, you're a trained engineer and just a disciplined thinker, and I love your shows, and they're just, I learn so much every week, and I'm taking notes and I'm downloading the MP3, which you generously allow people to do so I can have it as a resource. But man, salute to you. You are really doing the world a big favor, and I'm proud to call you my brother.
Oh, definitely. Right. Back at you, man. And, thank you. All my work is open source shareware, so spread it far and wide. Spread those mustard seeds.
There you go. Although we both welcome donations, Frederick at his website and me at mine or PayPal. So if you can buy us a cup of coffee, please do. All right, let's open up the phone lines. Area code 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. 8252 and one third time. I don't think that's proper English. 512-248-8252. And we already have a caller. And that is our dear friend and frequent chiming in person to the show, Chance from West Virginia. Welcome, Chance. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. That song was really cool. Tom Jones, the original, had a very good voice. Blackbird, you know, you hit on something. I mean, even John Brady warned us back in the early 70s. Remember, Russia, 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 it's always Russia.
Right, from the Brady book, right. I got that joke.
Yeah. Hey,
that's
guys,
good, you
guys,
did two, Chance.
Guys, I'll leave you with this now. If these chicken swingers and chicken hawks think I'm going to put out their dinner place settings and silverware and pledge and end us their masterpiece, mantelpiece, they can kiss my goy Christian damn fart funnel, and I'll leave you with that, guys.
That's an image.
That's a mic dropper. That's a mic dropper right there. Well done, Chance. Yes, and the lines
thanks for the call.
That was a great call. So while we're waiting for more callers, Frederick, this epitomizes, Sam, if you could line up clip six. This epitomizes the culture wars and the demonic influence that these deviants are trying to groom children, right? I mean, the divine intended a man and a woman to marry, procreate, have a family, and continue that generationally. That's how it's always been. But that's not good enough for the synagogue of Satan and the other dark minions who want to prop up the flotsam and jetsam of society, the homosexual, transsexual, the mentally ill, cross-dressers, and act like they are something to be championed, when in reality, they're lucky that they are not, imprisoned or worse because of what they do to children. But listen to this cross-dressing pillow biter and just how excited he is, because he gets to go meet in person the living glory hole. His own son in his iPhone lists Joe Biden as Pedo Peter, and this guy is a lifelong criminal, a lifelong degenerate, a proven child abuser and rapist, and yet listen to this tranny how excited he is.
It's day 222 of being a girl. I'm in Washington, D.C., and I'm going to the White House to speak to the President of the United States! Oh. You know that phrase, I fear I may have girl bossed too close to the sun? Well, that's how I feel today, because I get to sit down with Joe Biden and now this news, and I get to ask him a few questions surrounding trans issues in the United States and talk to him about my transness, and I really just want to represent my community the best that I can. And you know what? As silly as I am on here, I'm ready to step up and show that trans people, we're not going anywhere, and that trans kids, they deserve a fighting chance to be their true selves. Okay? Oh my God, I'm running late. Let's go! And y'all are obviously wondering what I'm gonna wear to meet the president. Here you go. It's the trans flag colors. Cute, right? So heels? Okay. Dylan, you're going to be great. I love you. Let's go. Come on.
Do you think I just knocked on the front door?
Let's stop that, Sam. That Frederick, that is so disgusting to me that the Synagogue of Satan's Loctite control of the globalist media is propping up those mentally ill child abusers, child torturers, child rapists everywhere. I mean, I could go on, but you get my point. What is wrong with this world, Frederick?
Clown world, I tells you, it's clown world. And how did a person like that move from being mentally ill and criminally insane to having the red carpet treatment at the White House, right? And it was because of literal Jewish terrorists that threatened the American Psychological Association or Psychiatry Association to remove that listing of homosexuality as a mental illness from the DSM-2 classifications, right? And then everything else has just been marketing, right? And just how much have we had this, LGBTQ, agenda crammed down our throats, literally. And now, they're just grooming kids openly in these schools. And if the parents try to step in, suddenly the FBI is coming after the parents, right? I mean, this is, this whole, brave new world of gods and monsters that they're trying to instill upon us, that, they just want this insane world of total evil people. That was the philosophy of these learned chicken swingers that, since everybody can't be good, then everybody should be evil, right? And that was, this is the whole point of Zabatean, Frankist, Illuminati, Zionism, Communism, all of these isms. Now they call it philanthropy, the Jewish philanthropist that's going to destroy your world with good, tikkun olamit. But that's just how these people operate, and it's a complete mental illness, and it's the sinus asylum. The lunatics have taken over the asylum, and we got to take it back.
We do have to take it back. And what I picked up from that disgusting clip was day 222, so less than a year ago, because of the constant, and you say marketing, but it's really Bernays mind control, right? I mean, that's what it's so much more powerful than just marketing. But 222 days ago from the release of that video, that freak was just a guy, and all of a sudden he decided to do it, right? Oh, and he's so proud and happy. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah. Well, but, how many years before he's probably going to commit suicide? I mean, these people have the highest suicide rates, besides white men, straight white men that are killing themselves out of desperation right now. But this trans group is completely self-destructive. It's a very toxic system.
Historically, the suicide rates are like 10 times every other demographic segment. I mean, they're just tortured, and they the funny thing is they lack self-discipline. They're mentally ill. They lack the understanding that they could get help, that there are ways to through counseling, through, boosting their testosterone levels a little bit to be able to be a man in a man's body. It's so tragic. All right, we've got another caller. We know this guy, Bruce from Texas. Welcome, Bruce. What's on your mind?
Bruce!
Giuseppe, BB9. Great to be with y'all.
Yeah, great to have you, Bruce.
Hey, thank you. Am I coming through all right?
Yeah, you sound great.
Yeah, let me read you something. I got a a text message from a MoveOn.com volunteer. Wrong number. Yeah, MAGA election deniers are running for public office nationwide, positioning themselves to throw the next election to the GOP regardless of outcome. We've got to defeat them now. Can we count on you to remind three friends to vote? And I replied, wrong number. And this person, Susan, says, sorry about that, our mistake. I have removed you from our list, but it takes us all working together to build a more inclusive, progressive future. So if you're interested in joining MoveOn's text message alert network, you can join here. And then my reply was, laughing my ass off, no, I don't support cutting off penises and breasts from young people or war for Zionist financial oligarchs or such. And that was the last.
Great response.
Yeah, and that's pretty much ended it right there. Zelensky is now warning or pleading for the U.S. to strike Russia if a nuke goes off in Kyiv. So, you know, I'm seeing 9/11 all over again. It wouldn't surprise me at all if Zelensky's in Poland or somewhere. And you know, if Russia does her winter offensive, they'll detonate a nuke and kill a bunch of goy there and start the next war. That's how I see it. You know, the Russian Orthodox Church, along with the Tsarist regime, had confined Jews to the Pale of Settlement there in Ukraine for hundreds of years. And so the Jews had this bloodlust against the Russians. And all goes back to the war between Khazaria and the northern invaders. Get on Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. I believe he has a program on Speak Free. He can enlighten people because we got some, and you're maybe familiar with them, who are saying, oh, Putin's in it with the Jews, it's all fake and all this. No, 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 that's all hogwash. they want to take Russia down desperately, and that's how I see it. So that's my comments.
Yeah, it's so hard to figure Putin out. I mean, Matthew Raphael Johnson, he just brought out a new book, and I've got him scheduled to come on The Perfect Triangle November 4th to talk about it. And I really admire that guy's knowledge and his pedigree and his PhD standing. And he's been a contrarian to the liberal academy that is overwhelmed with traitors and Jews and what have you. But, Frederick, I just don't know what to make of Vladimir Putin. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's my big thing is Putin a white hat, a black hat, a red hat? You know, what is his end game? But, you know, watching him, you know, you just have to have respect for him, and also to see, you know, the usual suspects hate him so badly, and it's like, well, is that legitimate hate or is this championship wrestling hate? You know, is he just playing a, you know, role thing? But this latest development that the talking heads were doing on the Sunday morning political shows, why all the goyim are at church, you know, the Jews sit around and talk real strategy, and saw this person making the case that the Nord Stream 2 pipelines were also jointly owned by Germany, which is part of NATO. And so technically, when Russia attacked the pipeline, they were attacking NATO. And this would justify a NATO response against Russia. So you can see how desperately they're trying to pull, you know, NATO in to justify America going to work with Russia. And then it's just, you know, lets you and them fight Gentiles killing Gentiles again, which has been, you know, we've had 100 years of this same strategy, this, you know, protocols, black magic strategy of getting your enemies to kill each other, and then you reap the benefits, right? So, yeah, definitely, you know, watching Russia with, you know, and, you know, the NATO response to that. But good call, Bruce. Thanks.
All right.
That was
a
great call. Thank you, Bruce. Have a great week. Our next caller is Caesar from New York. Welcome, Caesar. What's on your mind, and what would you like to discuss with Blackbird 9?
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm living the dream. I don't get to say that as much anymore. Frederick, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
I don't know what dream we're talking about here, but the dream is an ugly dream. Question for you guys. Putin is not Russian. He's Armenian, isn't he?
I think I heard somebody say that. It might have been you, Caesar, in one of your calls. And I haven't researched his background enough. Do you know, Frederick?
Well, that was the thing. Somebody was throwing that Armenian angle out last week, and I haven't had a chance to deep dive it yet either. But, you know, that would be very, you know, comforting if it was true, because we all know about the Armenian genocide of the Dome and the Young Turks. Echo, echo, echo.
Right.
Correct, correct. How do you gentlemen see this whole dog and pony show? Like Trump himself, he's just an actor on the global stage. He's part of this whole cabal. I mean, you know, people are dropping dead now from the bio weapon at the end of a needle. I guess they don't need bullets anymore to take us out. And now, right. You know, we have the globalists, you know, defiling God's creation. We already know they changed the genome from ATCG to ATCCCG. This is like, when is this stuff going to end? I mean, when are the people going to wake up? The sheep are just like asleep, and I don't see this getting any better. I see a international bankrupt monetary system. I see a financial tsunami far worse than 29 and 33 around the corner. I see a situation far worse than 2008. I see out of every 10 houses, 8 going into receivership. I see, you know, probably the central bank digital coin or digital currency coming to filtration. And I think that the people are going to take the microchip.
Well, that's depressing, and probably people, normies will go along with that. Frederick, your thoughts on Caesar's question? How do you see
playing on? Very astute model there. And, you know, I always, you know, being a systems engineer, I always think, you know, best case scenarios, probable case scenarios, and worst case scenarios, right? And when you listen to these, you know, zealots and their New World Order and, you know, Genesis 2.0, you know, and the Phoenix rising from the ashes, you know, the Great Reset of 2030, you think how this, you know, system of cards, if they just shut it down, you know, how truly independent are our local communities anymore? And then this aspect of importing the third world in to, you know, muddy the pot so all of your communities will have these feral bands of ruthless people that, you know, aren't as soon as, you know, 9 mils until between civilization and anarchy, right? And so this idea of this total, you know, chaos system, and then they come in after everything and say, okay, we've got a new system. If you want to be able to let back in the grocery stores, you got to take the chip. If you want medical care, you got to take the chip. You know, and then we're suddenly in a Google China social credit score type system, which is right out of Talmudic law. This is their modeling of that Babylon abracadabra model they're trying to get in. So back to you.
That's a great point. And you know, it's the scamdemic has fallen apart. And it's bad when, you know, Sam, if you could cue up clip 5, it's pretty bad when the nutty a-hole was so proud of the deal he did with Pfizer's Jubaca Borla and got a deal. Oy vey, we'll give you a deal on the bubonic Jew jab, and they were so proud that they were the most vaccinated. But check out these lesser brethren, these Jews who have had enough of taking the bubonic Jew jab in Israel.
אני מנהל חדר מיון וטיפלתי באלפי חולי קורונה. הקורונה מעולם לא הייתה מגפה שאימה על האנושות. הסגרים וכפיית החיסונים היו בגידת הממשלות בבריאותכם ובפרנסתכם. אני כאן על מנת להשיב את החמלה ולתקן את מערכת הבריאות.
למה חצי מיליון ישראלים לא המשיכו לחיסון
השני? I watched that and I thought that was in English. I just looked at the subtitles, but I had my sound down, and that's hilarious. Anyway, as we listen to 15 seconds of them clearing their throats.
He spoke Hebrew. Help him.
essentially the subtitles of that clip, which is a short clip, is talking to us three Israel practicing PhD medical doctors high up in the medical system. They're saying enough is enough. And the video is one starts walking and he's joined in solidarity by that woman, and then they're joined by a third Jew, and they're all saying, this is bullshit. You know, this is not, it doesn't give you protection. It's making us sick. It's killing us. So even a lot of Jews in Israel have had it with the Jubonic Jew champ. That's pretty funny. I'm sorry about that. I just assumed, you know, that's the old thing. Assume makes an ass of me, which is kind of funny, but that's great. Okay, so there's still a few moments. If anybody wants to call in, we have 512-248-8252. And otherwise, Frederick, the other big news, well, actually, we're coming down to the last 2 minutes. Let's just chit-chat. So, man, that story about the Russian minister warning Stephen Fetchett, Austin, and the comparable defense ministers of the United Kingdom, France, and Turkey about that the crazy Jew controllers in the Ukraine, CIA Mossad, are going to spark off a dirty nuke bomb in a car and blow that dam. I mean, that just seems like right up their alley. Your thoughts?
Oh, definitely. I mean, they are the masters of deception. They are the father of lies. And, you know, by way of deception, you shall make war. And you think, you know, how many times have they been exposed getting their enemies to fight each other with false flag attacks? Everything from the King David hotel bombing to all the actions of the Ergun and the Stern Gang under Operation Susanna and, you know, the Levant affair. You know, you had the USS Liberty, you know, the Oklahoma City bombing, then, of course, 9/11 and the anthrax. You know, it's like, this is their MO. This is what they do, you know, pay attention. And, you know, setting off a dirty bomb and blaming Russia, and saying, oh, NATO has to get involved now because it's gone nuclear. And that's the thing is, you know, once somebody does anything with nuclear weapons, all the game rules change, right? So I think this is what they're really going for.
That's really well said. And the other thing we didn't have time to address, I guess we can discuss in the last 2 minutes, is Kanye West now calling himself Ye. I guess next week he'll just be Ye. And but the headline at informationliberation.com, which is a really good site, Kanye : Ari Emanuel demanding I be canceled has proven the exact point I made, which is exactly right. So there's a Jew in a Hollywood bigwig, Ari Emanuel, demanding that he's the CEO of something called Endeavor, and he's considered to be the most powerful executive in Hollywood. I don't know what Endeavor is, to be honest, but I guess if they say he's a powerful Jew, we'll just take it. But, you know, it's just like a couple days ago when Kanye mentioned that Jew banking power, and then the Jewish gangster Jamie Dimon told him to take his $130 million out of Chase. You got 30 days to hit the road, Jack. I mean, it's unbelievable that the Jew talks out of both sides of their mouth, like, constantly.
Right, and, you know, the legal term. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Yeah, this is the thing that speaks for itself. Yeah, he's proven his point.
And tune in Wednesdays to the King of Wednesday Night, Frederick C. Blackburn. And now here comes the King of Sunday Night, Robert Ravel, and Incendiary Radio on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Thank you much. Thanks, everyone. Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.